In another sign of the immediate impact of the changing climate, the World Health Organization is warning countries through Southeast Asia to brace for a significant epidemic of dengue fever for the remainder of this year. The Philippines has just declared a national alert after a major spike in reported cases. And there are also outbreaks in Singapore, Vietnam and Cambodia. 2019 is now on track to record the highest number of dengue cases ever. Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson with this report.
The Department of Health, or DOH, declares a national dengue alert.
The Philippines is in the grip of a mosquito-borne crisis.
Almost 107,000 people in over 10 regions were affected with dengue.
Dengue fever has spiked in the first half of this year. 107,000 reported cases, almost double the norm. The Department of Health has issued a blue alert to mobilise the entire health sector to fight the outbreak. It's already claimed 500 lives this year, and that may be just the beginning.
We do see a rapid increase currently in dengue infections in the Philippines.
That's Dr. Gundo Viler, the World Health Organization's representative to the Philippines. He says much of Southeast Asia is under threat.
So we do see increasing outbreaks here in the Philippines, but also in other countries such as Cambodia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore. They all struggle with the same problem and they all have to brace for significant dengue epidemics this year.
Dengue fever, which presents with flu-like symptoms, kills around 40,000 people every year. But it's been getting worse. Endemic in 9 countries in the 1970s, it now occurs naturally in more than 100, and 2019 is on track to be the worst year ever. One of the underlying causes is climate change, not sometime in the future, but right now.
We now see countries that have mosquitoes and that have dengue transmission that have not had dengue transmission reported previously, including in some parts in southern Europe. So that is unusual and that goes hand in hand with the climate change that we are experiencing globally.
Another catalyst is the rapid rise in international travel. Dr. Scott Ritchie is with the World Mosquito Program in Cairns.
Dengue has really emerged since about 1980 or so, along with international travel. And especially in Southeast Asia, there's a lot of short-range regional flights. A lot of people fly these days compared to what they used to.
Australia has now largely swatted dengue fever thanks to the successful introduction of the Wolbachia bacteria, which acts like a vaccine for mosquitoes. But Dr. Ritchie says the virus can still be brought in, as demonstrated by multiple outbreaks per year.
Every single one of those outbreaks are initiated by a traveller bringing the virus into Australia.
There's no cure for dengue fever, no specific treatment and no vaccine. The only way to avoid it is to not get bitten. This is David Lipson in Jakarta for AM.